And we're back to Zedline. It's Monday morning. Everything is going to be fine. And away we go.
Good morning. This is Sophia and Sarah with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, results are in on the Brisbane election, leaving the LNP party and its leader, David Crisafulli, taking the win and putting an end to Labor's 9-year reign, marking the first LNP premier win since Campbell Newman's 2012 to 2015 reign. David Crisafulli has vowed to use the next 4 years to deliver a, quote, turning point on crime, health, housing, and the cost of living in the state. Crisafulli states, it's going to take every day of those 4 years to deal with those four crises. Saturday night's election conference was deemed a, quote, tough night for Labor, end quote, by Queensland's Health Minister Shannon Fentiman. Though despite their loss, Ms. Fentiman has said former Premier Stephen Miles has certainly earned his right to stay on the opposition leader. In local news, Qantas engineers at major airports are on strike for the second time in 3 days over pay dispute. 600 line maintenance engineers are carrying out 2 4-hour stoppage at Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne, Adelaide, Perth and Hobart airports in early mornings and afternoons this evening. The Alliance is demanding a 5% pay rise yearly, starting with a 15% pay rise to compensate for 3.5 years of wage freezes. The National Secretary of the Australian Workers Union, Paul Farrow, says, as Qantas celebrates another year of billion-dollar profits, we want to remind people that their success and their strong safety record and reputation is due to the hard work of their engineers keeping the plane in the air. The strike comes after failed negotiations. In national news, the 3G mobile services for two of Australia's largest telecommunication companies will be switched off today, leaving thousands of phones useless. Telstra and Optus will close their 3G networks to switch towards 4G and 5G networks, which based on estimates could leave 700,000 devices countrywide needing to be switched over before today's deadline. Michelle Rowland, Federal Communications Minister, has stated that the switchover will, quote, mean better quality mobile, less congestion on the networks, and a better experience right across the country, including for our regions. To see if your phone is impacted, you can text the number 3 to 3498. Remember to text the number 3 to 3498.
Also in national news, many disruptions are expected at schools across New South Wales today, with 60,000 teachers attending a union meeting between 8:30 and 10 a.m. The New South Wales Teachers Federation said there will be minimal supervision for children at schools this morning, with some schools going as far as telling parents to keep their children home until 10 a.m. At some schools, it is affecting exams for Year 9 and 10 students, but parents are assured the stop work meetings will not affect their HSC. In international news, Japanese voters dealt a blow to the ruling Liberal Democratic Party in a snap election after a major corruption scandal. Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba's decision to call the election backfired as the LDP lost its majority, including within its coalition with Kometo. Despite the opposition's gains, no clear victor emerged, with voters more motivated by a discontent with the LDP than support for alternatives. Now the LDP must negotiate coalitions from a weakened position, facing the challenge of restoring public trust. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a high chance of showers. It is currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We will be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4zzz.org.au/news. Thank you.